at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Once I had sex, I could never see myself putting that wig back on. Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes we wish you would.
April Macy is going to phone the program. Yeah, my Hannah Montana wig.
Uh-huh.
It was pretty. Yeah, April Macy, speaking of pretty and very, very funny, that's more importantly, she will be calling the program later on. She has a new Netflix special out. Tiffany Haddish presents They Ready.
They Ready.
They Ready. That's how she talks. Obviously, April and some other female comedians. But she's got a special. We love April. She's been on the show before in the studio and at the Bone. So she will phone the program. Another real funny lady was just here last week. Jessie Mae Peluso is right now featured on Tanline Tuesday at TNT Radio Empire. She was kind enough to send us some of her beach shots. And she's tanned.
Her portfolio.
Yep. Petey Mac a little later on. Craig Evans in the house.
Good morning.
Live show, 2 for Tuesday. What is this? August what?
13th.
The year of our, Todd?
The year of our white lord. It just is.
Yeah, it just is. Just like Santa.
It was on this date in 1997. You might remember where you were when the cartoon South Park debuted on the Comedy Central Network.
97.
Yeah. Subtraction King. That's been a long time.
Yeah, that's 18 years.
Is there another season coming up anytime soon?
I don't know.
I haven't heard that there wasn't.
Yeah.
Did you just call him a Subtraction King and he said 18 years?
I didn't hear his answer.
Yeah, he said 18.
Oh, 22 years.
22.
Yeah.
18, 22.
Whatever.
Once again.
Well, it's a ceremonial position.
Right. At this point, a lot of brain cells since fifth grade.
I was doing some subtracting.
I didn't know what year I wanted.
I forgot they had the plus four.
Really more of a subtraction figurehead at this point.
He is a subtraction figurehead.
Fourth or fifth grade.
But we still look to him for guidance.
Yes.
Yeah. He's like the Queen of England.
I was a subtraction king in fifth grade.
Right.
Relax.
I can't.
And it was a speed thing, too, by the way. It wasn't just getting it right.
The subtraction prime minister really does more of the work these days.
Yes.
Right. I'm starting to think he was subtraction king like I was Pac-10 defensive player of the year.
No, that's fake. Mine is real. I wouldn't brag about that if it wasn't real. I'd be stupid.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
No, they haven't lost a bit, I don't think.
Oh, South Park. Yeah.
South Park guys. They're the envy of Seth MacFarlane.
I like Family Guy better, but I do like South Park. Yeah.
No,
two different shows completely.
It's Seth MacFarlane, but there seems to be a little rivalry. And
not MacFarlane. He likes them. They don't like him.
Okay.
They don't like him.
I think they, probably,
they don't like him.
They probably instigate most of it. But I know Seth MacFarlane would love to have a hit musical on Broadway.
Yeah, but he's a $100 million guy.
Yeah, he's doing okay.
Well, did they just feel like he ripped them off?
No, they ain't the first ones to do cartoons, though.
I mean, to do it in that vein.
Well, no, because when did Simpsons start?
Yeah, but the Simpsons was never as dirty as South
never
Park.
Never was, but
Family
Guy.
Simpsons
is
it was considered that way.
It was totally considered that way.
But South Park took it to another level.
But that's evolution. That's time.
Oh,
true,
man.
True.
When the Simpsons went against Cosby, now granted, besides the rape stuff,
right.
When Cosby was so mad because the Simpsons was a degradation of the American family.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you weren't around. 87, Simpsons was late, was a dirty show.
Yeah.
No, shorts.
Yeah.
No, I remember kids not being able to wear Simpsons T-shirts
really?
To school.
Yep. Yeah, because
their parents wouldn't let them wear that stuff.
So it's an evolution,
right? That Bart was saying nasty stuff.
Eat my shorts. Did you think this
and
first thing you said this morning when you walked in here was "eat my shorts"?
That's all I could think driving here. I'll tell you that.
Eat my shorts. All right.
I've seen a lot of penises. I don't really see any to see anymore.
There you go. Jay Medicine Hat. Seven years ago today, we lost our buddy Chuck.
Oh, is that today?
Yeah.
Damn it.
That wasn't just a random penis wrap.
I thought maybe it was.
From Medicine Hat, because it made no sense. Just wanted to bring it up, because I know you loved Jay as much as all of us did.
Do miss that guy.
Yeah.
The Food and Drug Administration is asking people not to drink bleach.
That's just it?
Okay.
Is that a new challenge?
Well, see, Todd, you say okay, and other people in this room say okay, but not everyone is saying okay.
Who's saying okay?
Well, you guys are saying okay.
No, who's saying, I'm going to continue
who's
drinking
saying,
bleach.
Who's saying, no, I'm going to
this bleach
your,
mixture.
Non-bleach drinking advice.
This bleach mixture has been promoted as a cure for autism and other ailments. A note to people.
Oh, I did hear the autism bit. Yeah. I did hear about that. These crazy people, man.
A note to people.
Dr. Mina's
chlorine dioxide products have not been approved by the FDA. Just a note.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Well, that doesn't matter to those people.
The anti-vaxxers, the autism. Yeah. Yeah,
most of those people couldn't spell FDA. So you're
that,
dealing
that,
with
that,
a
that
special
people
bunch.
To stop right there. It was in the car. Oh, I get it. Oh. Believe me, everybody stopped for a second and went, I get it.
Oh.
I can spell it.
Can I?
Yeah. Say it again. I can spell it.
Wait, let me write that down.
Sound it out. Sound it out.
Yep. Phonetically.
The FDA says that these substances, these bleach mixtures, are basically the same as drinking bleach, and there's life-threatening consequences if you do that.
Oh, God.
There's only so much you can do to prevent dumbassery.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you want to get rid of your autism, your AIDS, or cancer.
Oh, gets rid of all three of those?
Of the cancer, apparently.
If that's what you
had
think.
Had I known that.
Right. Then
yeah, you're right. You wouldn't have got it cut out. You just,
right.
You just guzzle some Clorox.
I've been fine.
Yeah. You know what? I'm thinking just drink away. If that's what you think. If you possess
problem is parents are probably giving their kids that.
Yes.
And that's where you can't say.
Yes, they are.
It's not the kids' fault.
Parents giving the kids that and
bleach bombs.
Right.
Drink your bleach.
Yeah, drop it in a mug of beer first, though.
Yeah.
And the people
that
are advocating the bleach bombs, if you will.
Last night.
Oh, I thought you said the bleach moms.
Yeah.
They're the ones that push the bleach on you. She's a bleach mom.
They come across to these people as having some sort of cachet.
Does Rob Schneider think you should drink bleach?
I don't know, but
he's been off the rails, man. Hmm. Off the res. We love Rob, but he's really hates the vaccines.
I
hope his little kid's okay.
Friends is apparently going to the big screen for its 25th anniversary. You will get to see select episodes of Friends in theaters.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
4 episodes a night.
Now, I like
newly
Friends
remastered in 4K.
You better be just going and be drunk or high because you can see Friends every day.
Well, I think
everywhere.
That should be the case for most times you go to the movie.
That's true.
It's on Netflix.
But that's just me.
On Netflix. It's on.
I don't want everyone to feel that they have to. Yeah.
These are for people who have those free movie passes, whatever that service is.
Yep.
Well, people
like it's a social thing.
Yes, it's a social thing.
Yeah, let's go see Friends for episodes.
They like to get out of the house.
It's a different deal. We're going to the theater to see Friends.
Yeah, it's a funny show, man.
4K.
They don't want to see a comic book movie.
No, you're right. It's a bonding thing with friends that people like to
show. It's a nostalgia thing.
Or a car chase movie.
I watch it. I still see it once in a while. Leave it on. It's funny.
Let's go see something harmless.
The show's funny, man.
Like 2 hours of Friends. Oh, you said 4 episodes?
Yeah.
4 episodes. I assume 22 minutes
without commercials. Less than 2 hours. Yeah,
yeah, but there will be probably an hour of commercials before that.
Yeah,
if it's in the movie theater, count on it.
On 3 nights, more than 1,000 theaters in the United States.
Yeah, the trailers will show the previews of The Office coming up next weekend. They're going to show that one.
I'd go to that.
Yes, so would I.
My son loves The Office. It is he always has it rolling.
Well, so smart.
If you haven't seen those things, you know they're great shows. It is so smart. Friends holds up too, though. Friends is goofy, but it holds up. It's funny.
Yeah, it's the most watched show. Not Friends, but The Office.
Oh yeah, now
on Netflix for a reason.
Friends is 2.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, those are the top two most streamed things on Netflix.
Number one and two?
Office and Friends.
Wherever those Friends.
Well, they're quick, and they're good.
You know? Yes. And no commercials.
Plus,
on
once
Netflix?
Again, if you go through, if you pan through Netflix, you go, oh, I don't got an hour and a half. Oh, I don't have 2 hours. Yeah. Oh, I don't want to start a series because it's like three seasons in. I mean, we all fall for it, and all you do is push play and start watching something. That's but I never freaking do.
Just do hit The Office.
I know. Well, I can watch The Office. It's also on my. I have DirecTV. Yeah. It runs continuously on one channel. What it is,
Comedy Central.
Yeah. Comedy Central has it. Yeah.
TBS, I think, runs a lot of reruns of Friends too.
Yeah, they run Friends.
Yep.
Those Friends theaters, wherever those 1,000 theaters across the United States are, are going to be like the whitest places in the world where there's no like hate. It's just a bunch of happy white people.
Right.
Anywhere else you get that many white people together, welcome, it's like happy, angry.
And... Yeah, welcome happy white people. That's a good point. Anytime white people are together like that, they're angry.
Yeah, man.
They're at a rally. Like,
No, just Friends.
That's a great line.
Wouldn't you hate to be a guy who one time years ago at some party, you met this guy and you got this picture taken with him. Turns out it's Jeffrey Epstein. And now when they show his picture, they show yours as well at this party. I just saw a picture of some
Trump,
other guy.
Another guy, right.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Anybody, any number of people had their picture taken with him that weren't involved with him at all.
Right.
And you would still get afraid of having that picture just pop up somewhere now.
Yeah, I also saw, I know Dr. Mina probably loves it, but they keep showing Epstein with a Harvard sweatshirt on.
Yeah.
It's one photo all the time. And it's just a random photos when they talk about the guy, and he's always got a Harvard sweatshirt on. And you know Dr. Mina's going, yes. Although she did go to Harvard too. But she prefers Yale.
Yeah, she really doesn't tout that much.
No.
The champion Fortnite player, that kid that just won $3 million playing the Fortnite.
Yep.
Kyle,
who shouldn't be taxed because
he doesn't pay. Yeah.
Yeah. He's only 16.
Yeah.
He blew it all on hookers and blow, and he's broke now.
Idiots.
No, he was live streaming. I don't know what he was playing. Could have been Fortnite.
Probably, I heard he's pretty good at that game.
Yeah, but he's won.
Yeah, but that's
People are going to watch him then.
That's kind of what you do.
That's true.
Now he's really famous in the Fortnite community. They're all going to watch him.
He probably touted a live stream and then threw up Minesweeper.
Right.
When you're really good at something, you usually enjoy doing that. And then you keep on doing that and you keep getting better. That's why we have professional Fortnite players and professional football players and professional golfers and professionals of all walks of life because they really like doing that and they're really good at it.
Well, at some point, you got to move on to a different game.
You do because he's the best, but there are also guys who are never going to be that good and waste their day.
And they're
going
to move to a different game. Whatever the game is, there's always a different hottest one.
Yeah, this one had a pretty good longevity, though.
It did. He was swatted while live streaming on Twitch over the weekend.
That's a major crime. That kid in Wichita was killed.
Somebody just randomly calls in a big threat. Like something's going down at your house and the SWAT team arrives.
Whoa. Yeah, and a guy in Wichita got killed.
Yeah.
And a kid, wrong house. They show up at the wrong house. He walked out like, what's up? They shot him.
Damn.
And no, he just was swatted. Nothing was happening at that house, I should say.
But the call came from like California, right?
That guy was charged.
Yeah.
Like major charge.
They figured out later it came from California.
Right.
Wow.
He lost this guy on a video game, and he was pissed, and he swatted the guy's house. And the guy in Wichita was shot by the cops.
Didn't give the right address.
Right. No, he did. He swatted the guy that lost him. He lost to him, the guy.
Oh, I thought the
no, he did. No, he
showed up at the wrong house.
Well, he was playing the guy. The guy in Wichita beat the kid in the video game. And then the guy just said, hey, there's something going on in that house. They show up and they shot the guy.
I think Todd's right. I'm pretty sure that story
was a
complete wrong house.
Okay, all right.
Wasn't even the guy.
But even then, the guy that beats him is not. Shouldn't get shot.
No.
Of course not.
Nobody should.
We're not saying that, but I think.
I've always told my son when he plays, he doesn't play him anymore, but when he played him, if you're in line with somebody, don't tell him who you are or where you live, ever. No matter who it is.
Tell him you're your buddy.
All right.
What did he say to get the SWAT team to dispatch?
They say
they didn't look into
that. There's
a
kidnapping or something like that. Well, they take
hostage
that
situation.
I got that.
I don't think they asked a lot of questions.
The department got a call from someone acting as this 16-year-old kid saying that he had killed his father and tied up his mom in the garage.
Oh. Yeah, that's what you said.
That'd get him rolling.
Yeah, that's what you have to do.
Did they find the guy?
Police arrived. The kid's dad answered, went outside, and they all figured out. Yeah.
Were they like, oh, it's a ghost.
Yeah. Yeah, they all figured out. No. Y'all, everybody's pranked here.
God, the cops show up your house now. You say, what do I flush? Oh, I don't have anything to flush because I don't do anything.
You're flushing Fortnite.
You're looking through lint in your pocket.
Well, it's like when a cop follows you now and you're fine. You're just driving down the road. We all go, oh, it's a cop. Mm-hmm. Well, what am I worried about? I'm going to speed limit and I ain't holding. It's just stupid, man. It's a mental thing with most people.
My tags are up to date.
Eight or nine cops show up in front of your house, pull up. You're going to go, oh, my God.
Oh, usually that's a good
flush,
reason.
Flush, Karen.
Karen, we needed that lint.
If they're looking for a reason, you know, when your tags are expired, that's always a good reason.
Oh, yeah.
To pull you over.
That's like a big neon sign.
Right. If you look suspicious.
Not the wrong address.
No, I didn't think so. I thought the guy was playing the video games with that guy, and he was the guy they called a SWAT in, and they killed him.
Damn.
It may have been a different guy.
Yeah, whatever. But
it wasn't necessarily that guy. Maybe your parents' fault that your sleep cycle is off. New study out of UC San Francisco shows that there could be a genetic explanation for why some people are morning people.
Oh, shut up.
Okay, wide awake at 5 in the a.m., and others are barely awake at 9 in the a.m. Researchers have found a mutated gene that runs in families and affects what's known as advanced sleep phase. People affected by it are early risers but rarely consult sleep doctors because their employers and teachers don't complain about them showing up early.
Yeah. Our boss never bitched about us showing up early because we have to be here.
Whatever. They didn't know.
Every morning show I've seen over the years, what reading trade papers and stuff, they've just quit. Even when they're still doing okay. Granted, they got a lot of money, I'm sure, some of them. But even some don't. They just say the reason I can't wake up. I'm just so freaking tired of waking up.
Yeah.
Yep. And like anybody that has an early morning job, there's a lot of people that do more than we do in the morning. I get it, but we're not morning people.
We're not.
No, I'm not. Never was a morning person. I just started getting up because I do this for a living.
But we play them on the radio.
These are the hours I'm supposed to be working.
They asked us to work these hours.
Yes, that's it.
So we said, okay.
Because don't ever say, how do you do that? I say, I don't. I just hit the alarm and get up and do this.
I'm an adult. I get up when the alarm goes off.
Exactly, but I still get that question. Oh, I could never do that. Well, but it's your job, and they pay you to be there. You could do that.
Yeah, you can.
Because you're an adult, and sleeping till 10 is not an option.
Yeah, like.
And I did for years.
I could never do that. Oh, yeah? Tell me what you hate about your job.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You hate something about your job. Yeah. This one's just the morning for you guys.
I could never do that.
Right. If we'd pay you this, and you had to get up at this time, would you do it?
If it's a job and you like doing it, you get up, you do the hours they give you.
That's right.
Yeah, I've worked.
But these morning people stories you do, Craig, I don't hate that you bring them up. I just hate that we debate them because, you know what? No, but who's a freaking morning guy?
Well, mutants.
Some people. These people with mutant genes.
Yeah.
They're X-Men. That's the only way you're a morning person.
Right. I've transformed, really, because since I'm not all drunk in the morning, like Saturdays and Sundays, I'm up early. Yeah.
Oh, no, I get up early, too. Yeah. But for me, early is 7. 6:37, I go.
7:30. Yeah. If I can make it till 7 sleeping in on the weekend, that's a win.
I got friends who are up at 5:30, 6 a.m., and, you know, he's just like a property owner. He doesn't really have hours.
Just when he wants to get up.
Yeah.
Oh, he's weird.
He might go to bed earlier, too. He ain't going to bed at 2 in the morning, is he?
No, not at 2.
That means you got 3 hours sleep, right?
But he may be going
to bed. Lawyer buddy, Michael. He says he's up at the crack of 10.
That's a good one.
We were hanging out party with him the other night. Because he's been retired for 2-3 years now. He's up at the crack of 10.
Crack of 10.
Line. Yeah, because he stays up till 2 now.
That'll be right at sunrise come winter.
Crack of 10.
What are you talking about? The sun comes up at 10 every day.
Yep.
For him.
As far as we're concerned.
Yeah.
We live in the cave until 10.
Florida man under arrest after he was allegedly spotted naked, stealing underwear from a sex shop.
Okay, so he was trying to get on naked?
Police say they were called. Where
Dee's going to be naked this weekend in Kansas once again. We're billboarding that for you in Kansas. You want to see LD naked? Head over there.
Citizens reported seeing a man riding around naked on his bike.
Glad I'm busy.
This was before Len reportedly. I mean, a man reportedly.
We're going to show up sometimes. Hey, LD, we got you.
This was before the man reportedly entered a sex shop, stole some underwear, and tried to pay for it with his bike.
Well, you don't have a wallet.
Officer.
Oh, he's riding the bike naked?
Apparently.
That's got to go right up your butt.
Well, it might make it worth more in a trade.
Or less.
Officers say the man left the store but removed the underwear and flashed several passers-by while walking down the street.
Oh, he was in doubt.
The 38-year-old man, known only as John Smith, is now looking at charges of lewd and lascivious conduct, among others.
I love a naked guy walks into a sex shop. Shouldn't it just be, of course he's naked.
Duh.
Exactly.
Where'd you expect the naked guy to go?
Exactly.
Well, not to the sex shop.
Yeah,
I expect if you're out in public, you should have some clothes on.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't like it.
Bring it up with LD. He'll be out in public this weekend.
Yeah.
And he'll be naked.
In a clothing optional.
And I'm not sure that's public. That's a private, thing.
Private, yeah. Private.
I don't want to see your wiener.
Clothing optional. Can you be clothed in this place?
No, I don't think this place is clothing optional.
No,
I think this
naked.
Is.
You're naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
clothing
yeah.
is not.
He's in a nudist colony. All right. It's not. The option is no clothes.
No,
that's
otherwise
it.
There would be guys with clothes on.
Right. Looking around.
Just seeing the sights.
Exactly.
No, you got to.
Yeah, the sights of LD.
You got to drop them.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.